This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
It's the dictionary.
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 Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary, the only podcast that I host. My name is Spencer, by the way. I am your host. I am your lovely, wonderful, very silly host. Let's talk about the words. The first word is the second form of gangrene. Gangrene. It is a verb. It is from 1607, and we are starting with transitive, which is to make gangrenous. Intransitive is to become gangrenous. I'm going to make you gangrenous by making sure that the blood doesn't go to your extremities, and then it's going to turn black and die. And then the thing is like, I became gangrenous. I got gangrened. What's the sound effect going to be? Let's do... Next is gangsta. Yes, this is spelled G-A-N-G-S-T-A. It is a noun from 1988. Number one, a member of an urban street gang. Are there rural street gangs? I think that's what we need to see. I think we need some rural street gangs with farmer tans. Let's see. Number two is a performer of gangsta rap, which is our next word. Gangsta rap. Two words, noun from 1990. This is rap music with lyrics explicitly portraying the violence and drug use of urban gang life and typically expressing hostility towards whites, women, and civil authority. Gangsta rapper is a noun. It's probably not surprising to know that I do not really know a whole lot of gangsta rap. I am aware of it. I've heard of it. I'm probably even a fan of some songs and performers, but I don't know it. I just don't. Would have been great to get a gangsta rapper on this episode, but alas, that is not what happened. Let's see. Let's look up famous gangsta, and of course you can't spell it gangster, you have to say gangsta. Famous gangsta rappers, I guess? They could also be called famous gangstas. Yeah, this is the list of names that I was expecting to see. We've got Tupac Shakur, Ice Cube, Eazy-E, The Notorious B.I.G., Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre, 50 Cent, Kool G Rap, Ice-T, DMX, E-40, Nate Dogg, Jay-Z, Scarface, DJ Quick. The list goes on and on for a very, very long time. Most of them I have never heard of. Yeah, so that's that. If you want to know about their music, then you can go find it pretty easily on all of the music places. And, you know, are they living the gangsta lifestyle? Did they once before? More than likely, they definitely lived it before. But now at this point, maybe there's a lot less of them living that life, or they're living that life a lot less, because, you know, now that they are rich and famous, probably, they can talk about these things, and they don't have to do those things. But I do think, still, that we do need some gangsta rap about rural gangsta life. That's gotta be a thing. Next is gangster. Emphasize that er. Noun from 1886. It is a member of a gang of criminals, and the synonym is racketeer. Gangsterdom is a noun. Gangsterish is an adjective. Gangsterism, that is a noun. I feel like, especially with gangsterish, you can really just add ish to any adjective and or any word and make it an adjective. Gangsterish, the racketeers, you know, the people back in the day, mostly maybe the mafia, the organized crime. gangsters and gangstas getting along real good. Next is gang tackle, two words with a hyphen, transitive verb from 1951. This is to bring down with several tacklers, because it takes a whole gang of people to take down that person. Who's the person that we're talking about? It could be a ball carrier in football. So one person has the ball, and they're running and running and running, and then one guy tries, and he can't get him down, and then another person tries, and they can't get him down. And then it takes a whole village to do a gang tackle. Next is gang butt. You know, it sounds just like gang, but this one is spelled G-A-N-G-U-E. It is a noun from 1809. The worthless rock or vein matter in which valuable metals or minerals occur. So, well, why is it worthless? Rocks have veins. They have different materials going through them. It is the worthless rock or vein matter in which valuable metals or minerals occur. So the valuable stuff is inside the gang, but the gang itself is not valuable at all. We don't want the gang. This word is French, from the German gang, which is just G-A-N-G with a capital G, which means vein of metal. Also from the Old High German, which means act of going. So I guess the vein is going through the rock, and then there's a valuable metal in there. The gang, well, I'm not an archaeologist, I'm not a geologist, that's a better term, so I definitely have never heard of gang. Next is gang up, two words, verb from 1925. I guess it's just intransitive. Number one, to make a joint assault, to make a joint assault, as in ganged up on him and beat him up. They did a gang tackle, but it wasn't football. It was real life. It was a robbery. Ganged up on him and beat him up. That's just so unfair. If you want to do something like that, maybe one person, maybe, you know, mano a mano, and also no weapons. Let's just make it as equal as we can. Gang up. Number two, to combine for a specific purpose, as in ganged up to raise prices. So this is what companies coming together to be like, you know what? I think we can raise our prices. Let's do it all together. That would be a fun pastime, a fun thing for us large corporations to do. Let's gang up on the human, the American public, the country public, just the people, the humans. Number three, to exert group pressure, as in ganged up against the boss. The boss was like, let them eat cake. And then the people were like, no, we don't want cake. We want to take off your head. Group pressure, a whole bunch of people coming together to do a thing. That's what this is, gang up. You need a gang to get all up on something. Next is gangway. The little letter in the pronunciation guide that says that you have to do an NG sound, it looks like an N combined with a J, so like the right side of the N curls under, that pronunciation letter, I don't know what it's called, but it's getting a lot of use in this episode and the previous episode. So a gangway is a noun from before the 12th century. Number one, the synonym is passageway, but especially a temporary way of planks. So that's where this term came from, gangway. I have heard of it just, you know, like in between our buildings. I just call it the gangway. I didn't know why. It's a passageway, but it comes from a temporary way of planks. You're taking those planks, maybe those planks that let you get up on the boat. You take a whole bunch of them, you set them up somewhere temporarily, and they've been ganged up. And then the gang can walk down the planks. Just trying to get to where they're going, the gangway. Number 2A. Either of the sides of the upper deck of a ship, Ah, okay. So maybe that's why the gangplank. Is that what we had in the previous episode? Or was it something else called? It might have been. Yeah, where is it? I can't find it. It's got to be there somewhere. There it is, gangplank. So that's the plank. But I was like, well, is it gangplank because there's a whole bunch of people walking up the plank to get on the boat, to get off the boat when they're done? But no, either of the sides of the upper deck of a ship, both sides are the gang. So when you say you got to walk off the gangplank, you're putting the plank on the edge of the boat, which is called the gang. So that's why it's called the gangplank. To be. The opening by which a ship is boarded. That's when you're boarding the ship, when you're getting on the ship. So, very similar to the previous one, you put the plank up from the pier, the dock, to the boat. I'm like, where? Are you going up to the top? No, there's an opening. So, that opening is called the gang. Because here comes the gang. They're all coming through the opening. I guess that's why it's called the gang. Sure, why not? Let's just say that's true. Again, that's why it's the gang plank. Because it's the plank that goes into the gang. There's so many possible uses of or reasons why that is called the gangplank. To see, the synonym is gangplank. So gangway is also gangplank. Gangway is also gangplank. Now we have number three, which is British, and the synonym is aisle. A-I-S-L-E, like the aisle on a plane between the chairs. So they call that the gangway. It's a passageway. That's all it is. 4A, a cross aisle dividing the front benches from the back benches in the British House of Commons. Those British people, they just love calling the passageways gangways. The cross aisle dividing the front benches from you cannot intermix the front benches and the back benches. No, you have to keep them separate. You got to keep something in between them, and it's called a gangway. 4B, an aisle in the British House of Commons that separates government and opposition benches. So is this just literally the same one that we just read, or is this another version where it's like just there's a bunch of gangways separating people because we can't have them close together because then they might chat a little bit too much. They might argue. Number 5, for gangway, it is a clear passage through a crowd. And this one is often used as an interjection. An interjection? Like, gangway, make a passage. I'm trying to get through. There's too many of you. You're a crowd, and I want to get through. So can you just gangway? Gangway. Make a gangway? No etymology, because we definitely know where this comes from. So now we got to go to Gannister. Gannister. You can spell it with one N or two. It is a noun from 1811. This is a fine-grained quartzite used in the manufacture of refractory brick. The origin is unknown. So don't know. Can't help you. Doesn't help my understanding of the word. A fine-grained quartzite used in the manufacture of refractory brick. They're using a gannister to make brick that is refractory. I don't know if that's a special kind of brick or if that's the regular brick. I got brick right there. Are you refractory brick? Is there gannister in you? Next we have ganja or ganja. I think it's ganja. G-A-N-G-A. This is a noun from 1689. You've probably heard of this. It is a potent and selected preparation of marijuana used especially for smoking and broadly just the synonym marijuana. And I do believe that the dictionary should replace the word marijuana with the word cannabis just because it's a more proper scientific word, and marijuana has a lot of connotations and meaning behind it, and so leave it for the word marijuana or synonym something, but, in the middle of the definition, I think it should have been cannabis. So, you know, generally this is what people are calling weed. It's cannabis, marijuana. Sometimes they call it ganja. But specifically, you know, potent selected preparation of marijuana, very specific thing. But where? Who is using this word? Where does this come from? This is from the Hindi word. Is it gaja and Urdu ganja? So very similar, Hindi and Urdu. Also from Sanskrit, ganja, which means hemp, which is related to, it's all part of the same family. It's just not the one that has all of those special chemicals. Ganja, sometimes when you're smoking the ganja, you might go. Next is Gannet. I think of a Monty Python sketch when I think of Gannet, because I think there was the one about the books about the birds, and I think Gannet was mentioned in there. So this is a noun from before the 12th century. Any of a genus of large fish-eating seabirds that breed in colonies chiefly on offshore islands. The genus name is Morus. That is of the family Sulidae, or Sulidae, and that is the gannet family. Should we just quick look up a picture of a gannet? Quick look up a picture of a gannet. Quick look up a picture. My letters are all off. I'm typing gabbit. I don't want gabbit. I want gannet. Let's see. Images for the gannet. We're seeing a lot of a company named Gannet. That's not at all what I want. Why wouldn't you show the bird? There was one picture of a bird on all these, maybe two. This is a very interesting looking bird. It almost looks like a black and white cartoon with a blue eye. It has this, it's mostly white. The back of the head, a lot of the head, has this slightly, it's a darker color. It's like a little bit of an orange or a pink or a yellow. Just kind of on the back of the head. And then it's got this bright blue eye. And then its beak has these black lines that go around it, down it, and then around, like, where it meets the head. It's just this very striking combination of black and white. Somebody really upped the contrast on the gannet bird. So that's the bird. That's the gannet, part of the Morus genus. And now, this word... is basically from the Old English gos, which means goose. And it does kind of look like a goose. It looks like it's a similar size, maybe, and shape. So they're like, goose? No. Gannet. It evolved. It went to Old English and Middle English, and it got to gannet. Next is ganoid. First form, adjective from circa 1847. This is of having... or being fish scales, consisting of bone and an outer shiny layer resembling enamel, but also relating to or being fish with ganoid scales. So what are ganoid scales? Ganoid, do you look up ganoid fish? Let's look up ganoid scales, because it's filling it in for me. Well, there's a number of drawings and some close-up pictures of these ganoid scales. So they're fish scales consisting of bone and an outer shiny layer resembling enamel. So these are some shiny scales. Some fish look kind of shiny because of these ganoid scales. And they're bony? They're like made of bone? Very interesting. Ganoid. Okay. Well... this word is from the Greek ganos, which means brightness. So we're like, it's so shiny. It's so bright. It's burning my eyeballs. They're named after bright. Akin to the Greek gethin, which means to rejoice. And there's more at the word joy. So, I guess maybe there's a connection between brightness and happiness and rejoice and joy. And then it became... something about scales, because they're shiny and bright. Look at those scales, so shiny and bright. They're really hurting my eyes. The second form of ganoid is a noun from circa 1839. It is a fish with ganoid scales, and we have a couple examples of those types of fishes. If you were curious, what types of fishes have ganoid scales? Well, two of them might be sturgeon and gar. So look at that ganoid. It's got scales. What kind of scales? Ganoid scales. Next we have gantlope. Really kind of looks like gantelope because there's an E in the middle, but you can also spell it without the E, probably because it's pronounced gantlope. Noun from 1646. This is archaic, and the synonym is gauntlet, the second form of gauntlet. So is this maybe an older version of it? Gantlope became gauntlet. Yeah, pretty similar, pretty similar. This is modified of the Swedish gatlop, which is from the old Swedish gatlop, which is from gata, which means road, and lop, which means course. So, you got to go down the road, road and course are pretty similar. You know, it's a little bit of a redundant word, but you got to go through the course, through the road. And, you know, I think of the gauntlet as you got to run the gauntlet. You got to go through the obstacle course. You got to go through all the crap. It's the gauntlet. Maybe there's American gladiators shooting tennis balls at you. Maybe there's little children walking and you got to avoid them and not hurt them. I don't know what's in your gauntlet. Whatever it is, it's your gauntlet. And so it's a gantelope, but it's very, very old. Like me, I'm very, very old. This is how I'm going to talk when I'm very, very old. Next is gantlet, which is a variation of gauntlet. G-A-N-T-L-E-T. Gauntlet is G-A-U dot, dot, dot. Next we have gantry. Gantry. Hey, look at this. That's our last word. G-A-N-T-R-Y. It is a noun from the 15th century. Number one, a frame for supporting barrels. If you're not supporting the barrels, they might just roll all over the place. So you got to set up a frame called a gantry. Number two, a frame structure raised on side supports so as to span over or around something. Just going over something, any sort of frame, just to keep it all nice and safe. That's the gantry. But we have two sub-definitions. 2A, a platform made to carry a traveling crane and supported by towers or side frames running on parallel tracks. Also, a movable structure with platforms at different levels used for erecting and servicing rockets before launching. So that whole structure that goes around a rocket is called the gantry. I feel like I have heard this used maybe in military. Maybe the next definition we'll talk about that. But I looked up a picture. Gantry. And yes, so this, you know, the typical one, I think, what you're seeing is, I mean, I guess maybe the scaffolding structure next to a rocket would be the gantry. Supporting these barrels would be the gantry. But this one, it's really just two side pieces with a crossbar that goes across. That's why it's a crossbar. And so it, you know, allows you to move something across between them and various things if you got to get on top. So you need a big structure. It's a big old gantry. Now we have 2B, a structure spanning several railroad tracks and displaying signals for each. So is this like where the signals are when the train is going down and it's maybe it goes across on one side and then over the train and then back down on the other side and you can put lights on there and other things and that's the gantry. I don't know the word is. Something related to the military. There might be some. It must be a different word. So where does this gantry word come from? Let's see. It is from... we got Latin cantharius, which means horse of poor quality. That's very sad for the horse. The horse. Also, rafter or trellis. Now, you know, there's the horse when you're doing woodworking. It literally looks like a horse because the two sides kind of angle and then it goes across. So it's a, you know, it's a big horse, a big metal horse. But it's of poor quality. Why of poor quality? That doesn't make any sense. And then rafter and trellis. I mean, rafters would be the boards that are going across. So I see a connection there because that's what this has the thing that goes across. And then trellis, yeah, I think that's similar to all of this. So yes, it just became gantry. Gantry. Well, that means now that we have to pick a word of the episode. Today we had gangrene, gangsta rap, gangster, gang tackle, gang up, gangway, ganister, ganja, gannet, ganoid, gantlope, gantlet, and gantry. I mean, if I knew some gangster rap, I mean, I do know some of it in my head, but I can't come up with it. All I know is that original, I know part of that original song. Hip hop, hip to the hip of the hip, hip hop, and the hip hop, a dibba dibba doo, dibba bop. That's all I know. I don't know if you can call that gangster rap. I don't have enough connection to gangsta and gangster rap, of course. I mean, look at me. So I don't know. I guess I'll just pick ganja. Yeah, the other ones were fine. The veins in rocks and fish scales. I don't know. Fine. So ganja, smoking the ganja, getting real high on the ganja. That's it for this episode. Oh, let's talk about a movie. Well, so in the previous episode, I mentioned Venom, and I said that I watched all three Venom movies, which I did. Actually, I think at the end of my first flight, I had like 20-25 minutes left of the last movie when the flight ended, so I had to finish it on my next flight. But yeah, I'm sort of just talking about those all in general, all together as one large movie, which of course they're not, but that's how I watched them. So let's move on to Y2K, which is a very silly horror comedy about Y2K, which I lived through, and many young people, all of the young people, did not live through Y2K when we transition from 1999 to 2000 and all of the electronics were going to go crazy and haywire, and it didn't happen in real life, but in this movie, it did. The electronics came together in the most logical possible way and were murdering people, and I just enjoyed how ridiculous and fun it was. Yes, I did. It's just so stupid. And I'm happy that it exists if you want some of this ridiculousness. Y2K. Oh, boy, can you imagine if that actually happened? All right, that's going to be it for this episode. Thank you so much for checking it out, learning these words with me in a very small handful of words at a time. And until next time, this is Spencer dispensing information. Goodbye.